Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Sherry Kane, and I'm here with
Dr. Len Horowitz.
And we bring you the best of the best and the worst of the worst news every week. And this week, we're going to talk about a lot of things. First, we want to thank our sponsors out there, HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, and 528Records.com.
Yes, folks, if you haven't engaged the affiliate program, please do so. Go to HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, sign up. It's free. And now we have launched what's called the Healthy World Ambassador Program, and there is actually 8 parts of a continuing education program online that you can review, and we're going to be actually putting forth, advancing a whole new concept in cooperation, cooperative networking, and referral resourcing for the substitution or elimination ultimately of the World Health Organization that's so corrupt. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. We need alternatives, and we need alternatives in medicine heavily to stay healthy. And we got this program called Healthy World Affiliates and Healthy World Ambassadors that you can actually get continuing education credit if you are a health professional. And if you're not a health professional, but simply a layperson that seeks to advance their own education and even potentially a doctorate. We have a developing now a 5-year doctorate program in natural medicine, and we're very proud to be working with the World Organization for Natural Medicine on that, advancing the Clinics for Humanity project. There's a lot of new news. And so if you go to healthyworldorganization.org, and that's really the first time I've mentioned that on this program. This is all new. It's developing now, and we're very proud, humbled, in fact, to be advancing such a great effort that doesn't cow down to the global industrialists that much of this program tonight and virtually every show deals with.
Well, we have a lot of news to talk about. I guess some of the biggest news to date, even in history to date, would be the passing of AB 499, the bill, the assembly bill, AB 499, which would, in California, was passed, would give 12-year-olds the ability to decide whether they want to get the HPV vaccination, and they could do this without their parents' consent. So there's been an outrage of, you know, among people out there. They cannot understand how you can give children the rights over their parents to make these kind of life-threatening, in most cases, decisions on their health. So I know, Dr. Horowitz, you're an expert on vaccinations, and I know you're the one that everybody is going to want to hear from in regards to your take on what this is all about, which we know it's about depopulation, part of the depopulation agenda. But really, what is their benefit from doing this, and why are they doing it really? I mean, what is their long-term goals?
Well, I think you're right, Sherry, that depopulation is the number one issue, and it's also, you and I had a private discussion, I think it was about 2 weeks ago when we first heard about this, that was fascinating. I don't think we shared it with anyone. I'd like to maybe go into it now. We talked about the psychosociology of this and the politics of this on a very deep level. What does it mean to have your children be taken by the state, forced to make a life-threatening decision, free from complete parental guidance or consent, and with no intellectual capacity to have informed consent, which is the medical requirement to inform a person who's subjecting themselves or being subjected to risky medical procedures, of which vaccines clearly is risky. The HPV vaccine in particular is extremely risky. From the very beginning, I've been saying that this is a cancer trigger. And so if you look at the ingredients, you realize every single one of those ingredients in the vaccine carries certain risks. There's material safety data sheets on each of the primary stabilizers and sterilizers in the vaccinations. We can talk about that if you want to. But ultimately, the children then have no capacity, no education to make a truly informed consent. So you're throwing out what is fundamental to human freedom and even in violation, gross violation of the Nuremberg Code, which requires that if you're going to experiment on human subjects, then you've got to have informed consent. Otherwise, you go back, you might as well just gather up all the children in the United States, throw them into a concentration camp, and begin wholesale injecting, infecting, intoxicating, and depopulating our nation's youth. So that's one. That's actually a superficial aspect of what's happening. It's very real. It's very sick. It's sad. It's demonic. But it doesn't go into the next levels of analysis that I think we, the people, should be looking at in order to come up with a holistic diagnosis of what's actually happening. And I know you've really done a lot of research, and I greatly respect your knack, your gift to see through the psychosociology of these kinds of infringements in human rights. But we talked about the politics. We talked about the way in which now, what impact does that have on our nation's youth and their relationship with their parents? What impact does that have, and what's the service of that to the political right compared to the political left? If you were to say that this is a political right-wing agenda, well, you've got this hideous, disgusting, demonic liberal named Jerry Brown who signed it. And what does that mean in terms of the deception that right-wing versus left-wing isn't just one of those divide the sheeple to conquer the flock ploys that ultimately are for corralling all the sheeple and marching us off to slaughter? So there's that aspect of it. And then we talked about the spiritual aspects of this thing. I mean, just the fact that the mercury itself and the vaccinations, not even considering the viral components and the genetic components that alter genetics potentially forever, risk new viruses, new cancers, new pandemics, all sorts of problems. Just the concept of spirituality, and what we talk about on the show a lot is 528 hertz frequency, the love frequency that all of nature celebrates to balance itself and harmonize and heal, compared to a dissonant frequency we've talked about called 741. What is this legislation and this corruption in human rights and politics? What does that have to do with the emergence of satanic sorcery, pharmacopoeia? Of course, the word sorcery in the old Bible and the New Testament book of Revelation is pharmaceuticals when you talk about sorcery. And that's what this is. It's a pharmaceutical ploy to advance a demonic agenda and deceive people. It says casting magic spells in the book of Revelation is associated with this satanic sorcery, and that's the deceptions that the CDC is putting out and Governor Brown's office is putting out, that this is allegedly for benefiting our nation's youth in preventing herpes papillomavirus and cancers. But all that propaganda aside, the dissonance of this, the dishonesty, the deception, the illusion of it speaks to literally a satanic Church of Satan agenda. And we've talked a little bit about that. Maybe you can comment on all these points.
Well, I mean, let's go back to the HPV vaccination. You know, in some states, like in Texas, it's mandatory for, and this has been going on for a while, it's mandatory for young and adolescent girls and boys. Well, I'm not sure about, I'm pretty sure they're added on the boys later on.
Yes, they have started to do that.
But it's mandatory to get that vaccination. I know definitely for the girls it is. And if you are coming from a foreign country and you're between the ages of, I believe it's 11 and 14, you are required to have that vaccination.
Well, let me just interject first of all. It depends on your state, folks. If you're listening right now and you hear the word mandatory for vaccinations, again, that's, you've got to put up a filter on that one and check out your own state statutes, because in most states you still have the spiritual and religious exemption waiver, which I understand you do have in California. So even though Jerry Brown signs this into practice, into law, if you were to, let's say, assuming that you're giving the children the right to decide on their own, then they would still be covered under the state's statute that allows for the election of the exemption, that they have a philosophical and or spiritual religious capacity exemption availability to them if they simply know that that's an option. And so, again, that's the most cases in most states. I think some of the southern states are purely fascist, virtually worse than communist. This is totalitarian. It is just despicable, frankly, that, for example, I think it's in Alabama, you don't have that right. You have been violated already. That word mandatory is mandatory.
But we're talking Texas, which is Bush country. Well,
supposedly, Ron Paul, too. I mean, it's despicable that we haven't so far heard any major outrage about this thing from Ron Paul. And, you know, it's disturbing to me. I mean, everybody in the alternative media is singing the praises of Ron Paul. But frankly, you know, as I've said on a number of other stations, I've been very, very disappointed about how unwilling Ron Paul's handlers seem to be in advancing the real truth that shall set we the people free, particularly from the pharmaceutical industrialists, which should be very dear to Ron Paul's heart, given the fact that he's a physician.
Well, here's a question. What is in it for these politicians, like, for instance, Governor Rick Perry from Texas, who mandated the HPV vaccination, and also for Jerry Brown? Is it that they receive payouts from Big Pharma, from Merck, who produces the HPV vaccination? Do they are receiving payouts to actually put these laws into effect? Or, I mean, what is in it for them other than that?
Well, first of all,
campaign payouts, right? They want to become
absolutely
an agenda.
There's
to become
no question.
Higher up in politics, you know, they become a governor. Now, what's next?
Well, take a look at the image of this fellow and the way he looks when he's being interviewed. And I think that this speaks as intelligently, most urgently and wisely to the listeners tonight. When you look at somebody such as Perry and you see that this man is groomed, he looks like a virtual mafioso. He really looks like somebody who is so sparkly, politically laid out. You know, physically.
Groomed.
Yeah, it's called groomed, but it's even more than groomed. I mean, seriously, this guy looks like he is a prototype politician.
He was groomed for the job.
And they are. So that's the question becomes, you and I can read that. Most people, most intelligent people who are not drugged out, can see that, first of all.
But do you think that some women would find him appealing enough to vote for him? They don't really see that aspect. They see this guy who's clean cut and they find attractive, and that's where they put their judgments into voting for him.
Well, again, there's a number of reasons. There's hormones, there's chemistry, there's electromagnetic frequencies that attract one person to another. But the point that I'd like to make here is, as soon as you see somebody that looks like that, a red flag should go up for you. Because again, man, the grooming, what does that tell you about this person? That he's kind of like what you describe as part of the sheep. You know, it's kind of like, to be elected president, you got to look like this. You got to be groomed like this. You got to dress like this. You got to wear the tie like this. You got to be able to read the teleprompter like this.
Right, and nobody's looking for anybody too old.
There's nobody real. It's not a real
person. You can't be too old. You can't have a disability. You can't. I mean, there's all these different factors that play into people's minds when they vote for a president, or when they think that they're getting somebody who can do the job, which they don't understand is just a face or a puppet for the job. And they're
Yeah, so in essence, we're calling on people to just wake up from the first level of their behavioral pattern, which is to simply look at a guy superficially and say, oh, he's a nice looking guy. I think I'll vote for him. You know,
that's pretty much what they do. Especially the elder people.
That's exactly what they do. So, I mean, this is the essence of stupidity. Can you imagine giving a good looking guy favor who's out there raping and murdering and children on the street? I mean, seriously, no matter what the guy looked like, if he was out there on a street corner, you know, basically doing these kinds of things, that ultimately the end result is the same. The children are dead. The children are diseased.
Well, that's part of what we do as a society, is that we're programmed to put our judgments on certain people and, you know, say, okay, well, this is the way it should be. This is what's considered good looking. This is not what's considered good looking. And we put people in categories just by our conditioning, by what we grew up with, and also, you know, by what our parents look like, or, you know, and that's in the case of a lot of the people that we elect as potential leaders that are supposed to be like making the decisions on what we're going to do with our country. So you look at that, and it's completely insane.
Yes, it is. And it speaks to the fact that we are now in a urgency as not just a nation, but as a planet, because this is what decides geopolitically and economically the fate, what we eat, what we drink, what we inject into our bodies. And it's a level of human accepting of insanity and our own just predisposition to murdering ourselves and allowing genocide to go on before our very eyes. But let me go on to the points that I think are even more relevant. Besides the fact that these are political payoffs, Sherry, I know that you and I have been out there doing research that the vast majority, I mean, there's nobody, and it'll lead into the second story, actually. Nobody's out there talking about pedophilia. Nobody's out there talking about that guys that look like this, that are groomed like this, that hang out with the Church of Satan, literally the guys that are out there doing the pornography.
They sell themselves to the devil, literally.
They sell themselves out to do this kind of thing to our children and pass this legislation. To do that, you've got to be completely sold out. And it's not just about the money. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That was, of course, Nixon's phrase. Nixon was, of course, the president over Vice President Nelson Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's brother. Now you've got the global industrialists in the White House. And that's what we've got with all these governors. Jerry Brown is a political puppet likewise. So these guys...
He sort of looked a little bit like Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown sort of looked a little bit like Perry when he was younger. It was that type. You could see where he was on the road. When you look at young pictures of a young Jerry
bit.
Brown...
Yeah, a little bit. That's, again, it's all the grooming.
Type,
yeah.
You know?
But again, look, who would do this to our children? You've got to be a complete demonic. No soul. They sold their souls. You've got to be a complete demonic possession in order to do this. Now, what does that bring us to? That brings us to what nobody in the alternative media really wants to discuss. I mean, George Norrie doesn't want to discuss it on Coast to Coast when I brought up Ted Gunderson and Truott and the boys on the Art Bell, you know, and Art Bell, the fact that Art Bell, his own son and his own family was infiltrated by the Gunderson group over this issue of pedophilia. You didn't want to discuss it in half a dozen other programs that I've done. In fact, I have been, you know, it's I guess the story of my life. I was blacklisted from the American Dental Association and the American Medical Association back in the early 1990s.
Because she didn't play ball with the big boys.
Because I told the truth.
Exactly.
And here we are, Sherry Kane, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, is the only guys with Barbara Hartwell, is the only one else. And then you've got some other great, beautiful human beings, but they're timid. They don't want to deal with this issue. They're tired. They're fearful. They're strained financially and otherwise. So they don't want to go where we go. And where we go is to the root. And that's what you've got
to
do.
They don't have the creative ability to do it because they're working for stations that definitely tell them you can't talk about these things.
That's exactly right.
If you talk about this person, you're off the air.
Absolutely.
If you bring these people on again, we're not going to have anything to do with
Alex Jones. Alex Jones has that power. You've got the the vast majority, you've got Jeff Rentz running scared of Truod and company. You've got Alex Jones in bed with the global industrialists, with the FEMA and Homeland Security officials are his sponsors. We expose that royally. And he's out there allegedly making a living off of exposing Homeland Security for its genocide. So the root, though, the root of it is exactly what only Horowitz and Kane have come out with. And that is, you have got a direct link between the Partnership for New York City that nobody wants to discuss, the fact that the Partnership for New York City made all the money for 9/11 and invested that money in the new city center in Las Vegas.
Right. And it's a virtual who's who of big pharma and mainstream media and how they're one in the same.
One in the same.
All of the players are involved with both of those arenas. Therefore, it ties them together.
Perfectly. And then you take the next step. Oh, boy, excuse me. How hard is it for you to realize that when you talk about Ted Gunderson and the FBI and the FBI's gross criminal negligence and neglect of the child trafficking issues in America, and the links to the FBI's own labs, their own forensic lab controlled by Target in Target stores of America, linked to the Child Life Touch company that does the yearbooks, that literally is co-owned by Target and JCPenney, and that they then produce a virtual menu of the children of America that could be used for child trafficking and sex slavery and pedophilia and all, and that the connection between Gunderson and the FBI and Michael Aquino, right, who runs U.S. national security propaganda,
and the MKUltra,
who's constantly getting off on from one indictment to another indictment, never getting indicted and criminally convicted for pedophilia. And then you've got this whole concept of understanding that to do this to America's children, you have got to be sourcing this as an agenda, right, a political agenda directly out of what is literally the Church of Satan, not figuratively, folks.
Well, you don't have any, obviously, any respect for lives if you're being taken apart in something so disgustingly genocidal. You don't have respect for the parents. You don't have respect for the victims, which are the children that are getting the vaccinations. Actually, the parents are also victims as well, because when their children are allergic to the side effects in these vaccinations, the parents are going to have to dish out the money and also have to dish out the time to take care of these children.
The whole family is ruined forever, right, to have a poor child who's been damaged neurologically and immunologically and ends up then having to be special needs in education. The drain on those families, it makes this magnificent life, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. You shoot down the tubes. You go right down the tubes. And so this is, we've got a phone call coming in, but it goes all down the tubes. You know, you start the whole game over again and you live your life in hell trying to bring your child back to what the child was by God's, you know, grace and nature's magnificent perfection. That's what is born. 99.5 or 99.8% of us somewhere in that area are born free of all diseases. And now you get injected, infected, intoxicated, polluted by the hepatitis B vaccine that they give you 12-hour-old infants whose immune systems aren't even mature yet. And suddenly now you begin this whole process of undermining God's harmony and perfection and the grace of health, and ultimately, you know, the future of happiness of this child and this family.
You know, you mentioned Ted Gunderson, the late Ted Gunderson, and, you know, a lot of the sheeple that come in question, you know, well, how could you blame Ted Gunderson for being, you know, in charge of the Church of Satan, or actually helping these pedophiles get their point across by harming these children when he worked at the FBI? He was defending the children, or claiming to defend the children. And they don't understand the concept of the double agent concept. It's like you go to him to report that your child was missing and it was a dead end.
That's the same as going to the FBI. That's the same thing that I did when the anthrax mailings. I went to, and we talked about this the other night on Michael Alvarez's show, Midnight in the Midlands, where
Late night
in the Midlands. Great show. We did a fantastic show the other day on vaccinations on this issue, and people can get the archives from Michael Vara. The madness of this is that the CDC officials, as well as all the FDA, they're all in bed with this agenda, and it's virtually hypnotized. They've been hypnotized into this concept that immunizations equates to vaccinations, when the simplest understanding shows how demonic it is, literally, because immunizations typically occur, real immunizations. When I was at Harvard in the 80s, we were all taught the same thing. All of the healthcare professionals going into public health were all taught the same thing, that immunization, the word meant a natural exposure to a natural bacteria or virus, a pathogen, and that caused a natural immune system response. It wasn't vaccination. Vaccination was an injection where you were injecting in some way, shape, or form the foreign agents, the proteins, the antigens, the genetic materials from bacteria or viruses into the bloodstream. In most cases, it was direct injection, like it's called parenteral injection, into the bloodstream, versus where you get an intestinal inoculation or exposure. In a typical route, you have respiratory infections, you have intestinal infections, or you have bloodborne infections that occur mostly sexually or by parenteral injury, a needle stick. And that's what happens with sexually transmitted diseases. You have that with HIV/AIDS. You have that with hepatitis. And then again, the issue is, this is so ridiculously satanic. It is blatantly obvious that it makes no sense whatsoever to give a 12-hour-old infant whose immune system isn't even mature yet a vaccine, hepatitis B, one of three injections, that not only carries all the risks from the mercury and the aluminum and the formaldehyde and the formalin and the MSG and the polysorbate 80 in the stabilizers, plus it's got the genetic elements that can cause cancer and the autoimmune system triggers, the foreign proteins. Okay, forgetting all that stuff, let's throw that out because that's what they're doing. Now, that you've got this concept of all of the people at risk for hepatitis B are much older and much more stupid than an infant, because they're either sexually promiscuous or they stick themselves with bloody needles. That represents about 100% of those people who get hepatitis B infections. Now, the other main reason why humanity has to deal with hepatitis B is, and likewise HPV, is because of the vaccinations and the contaminated blood supplies. Again, regulated by who? Oh, that guy sitting on top of the Partnership for New York City, David Rockefeller and family.
Right. And David Rockefeller is the founder, and then the co-chairman are Rupert Murdoch and Lloyd Blankfein, both involved in – well, Lloyd Blankfein's actually even involved. He's involved in the banking system, in the entertainment industry, and in the medical and pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah,
and
AstraZeneca, MedImmune, right. Exactly.
And then Rupert Murdoch is the entertainment industry. He's also big in
News
big pharma.
Corp. That's right. News big Corporation. Pharma. Heavily involved, his family is, with Merck, mm-hmm. and the other suppliers for the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, the world's largest and oldest pharmaceutical company in the world. And then, of course, the other major news baron. I mean, all of the news moguls and media moguls are involved with the Partnership for New York City, which is the world's leading biotechnology trust or drug ring. It is the heart of the drug cartel, and nobody wants to talk about it.
And the mainstream media is their marketing tool. It's
exactly.
Big pharma. It's just promoting their own product, and they can do whatever they want and manipulate the minds of anybody watching the mainstream media, because most people, they don't even budge until the mainstream media tells them what to do.
Exactly. Well, that's
the sick and sadness. And this includes Oprah and Dr. Oz, who heavily push vaccinations. And it's crazy because they seem like they're humanitarians on a superficial level. That's the big lie. But if you start to look deeper, you'll look at their magazines, you'll look at their commercials, and you'll research where their
money's coming from, the sponsors,
and where their stocks are involved in is all in vaccinations, in pharmaceuticals. And you know, when I remember when HPV was really getting promoted, the vaccination for HPV, and I remember how they promoted it to prevent cervical cancer in girls, and then they were going to push it on boys. And I thought, wow, I didn't realize that boys had cervixes. Yeah, I mean, they'll do anything. I mean, it's like, you know, if there would be something like a vaccination for, you know, penises, they would give it to girls too.
Yeah, right. Well, actually, what that is really about is you've got to look at herpes papilloma virus, the herpes type viruses. Listen up, everybody. Herpes type viruses, herpes B, the simian cytomegalo, Epstein-Barr that causes cancer. They're the number one cancer triggers. Leukemias, lymphomas, the skyrocketing rates, even related to HIV AIDS, is the herpes type viruses. Where did they come from? They didn't simply hatch, you know, in the 1950s when the Americans, after World War II, came home and started kissing. No, it was the injections. Don't forget that these chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, all of these animal viruses and recombinants from animals that cause diseases in humans were part of the injections from vaccinations that delivered these pollutions to humanity's bloodstream. And this violates Leviticus 19:19 that says, the Old Testament says, keep the blood pure. Don't mix the genetics. Don't inject into your body DNA from a virus that comes from a chicken embryo or a bovine or a monkey into humanity, because that's classically stupid. Right. And that's exactly what the Church of Satan industrialists, the David Rockefellers and the Rothschilds of the world, who control not just the Zionist movement. Wake up, folks. They control all of the anti-Zionists, all of the guys out there who are screaming, oh, it's the Jews doing it, it's the Jews doing it, it's the Zionists that are taking over all the garbage, man. Where do you think that they're funding and their COINTELPRO? This is what's called controlled opposition.
Yeah, it's interesting how a lot of those people, when you research who's attacking you, you see that they really have this like white supremacy agenda. I mean, it's just you dig deeper, like that doctor, that fraudulent doctor,
Dr. Lorraine Day. She
wrote something like about you, and I contacted her to get, you know, really a comment from her. Why would she be doing this? And then I researched her, and this woman is actually spreading around that the Holocaust was a hoax. Now, I have a lot of family that died in the Holocaust, okay?
A mentor, Dr. Victor Penzer. What a fantastic man. I worked with him for about 12 years. I taught at Boston College with Dr. Penzer, and he had on his arm tattooed the Nazi Auschwitz number. He made it through because he was a doctor. He was a double doctor. He was a dentist, a physician, and MD, DMD, and taught acupuncture with me and holistic medicine with me. And this man lived through it. You know, a lot of people didn't live through it. It happened.
My grandmother told me how they used to come into your house and just take you. She has had many, many relatives and many friends who this happened to. I mean, the movies that you see are based on the truth. A lot, the Holocaust movies that you actually witness and watch are based on fact.
Yeah.
That happened. Hiding under the floorboards, the diaries that were kept. These were not illusions.
Scrubbed the streets at Nazi gunpoint at age 16. She was a beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed
Otherwise,
Jew.
They would have taken her right away to the oven. They kept her as a scrubber.
They scrubbed the streets at Nazi gunpoint. And her brother, it was a miracle that they made it out on the last boat before the St. Louis that left Europe. The St. Louis, the tragic story is that it came to America and they turned it back. And all those Jews went back and they went to the Holocaust and the gas chambers, a lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them died that way. And the reality is that by miracle, my mother made it out with her 8-year-old brother, who ended up studying with Einstein and was the fifth smartest guy in the United States Navy. That was my uncle, and he's now passed away. But that's the history of my family. The Holocaust happened, folks. And so, you know, you got these white supremacists like Lorraine Day, Dr. Lorraine Day,
who says that the Jews are responsible for the whole complete destruction of the world. Let me tell you, and I'll say this again. I've said this over and over again. At the highest levels, there's no such thing as your religious difference or your racial difference or your gender difference. At the highest level, they all decide on what they're going to do with us. We're pawns in their game, and they decide how they're going to create the dissonance between us and the hatred between us, because there's no such thing as that. Their only God is money at the highest levels. That's part of power. If you have more money, you have more power. With money, you can do anything.
And power, again, folks, where you go on a metaphysical, again, journey, when you start to look at the 528 hertz frequency research and the technologies that we're now developing. You can get this. This is our first announcement. You can now go to healthyworldstore.com. There's a brand new product. This is kind of fun. It's a fun product. It's terrific 100% cacao chocolate that is impregnated with silicon that comes from bamboo that is resonating in 528 hertz frequency, which is the love frequency. It's the color. 528 nanometers is the reason chlorophyll is greenish yellow. And so we've talked about that on this program. You can go listen to 528radionetwork.com. There's six stations now playing music, the medicinal music in 528. But the dissonance, the disharmony and dis-ease that's generated by these Church of Satan advocates, there seems to be a genetic predisposition for demonic frequency vibration and egocentrism.
You forgot to tell them where to get the bar. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Love528bar.com.
Oh, yeah, you can go to Love528bar. That's the new chocolate bar's website is on Love528bar, and it's sold through the Healthy World store, and there's terrific discounts off of boxes and cases of the new chocolate. So check that out. But that's kind of fun. But again, when you're talking about ultimately, metaphysically, spiritually, what's happening politically and even economically, geopolitically, you've got to consider this dissonance comes directly from those who have sold their souls to the devil. They are literally, not just figuratively, part of the Church of Satan. There is a real Church of Satan. It is operating on behalf of the globalists, the global elite. And that's how they are administering this Governor Brown, the influence they bought out, and Perry. These guys are into pedophilia. Child sex trafficking. They protect them, but they themselves. And again, how can you reconcile this behavior, besides what we've talked about spiritually or metaphysically? Physiologically, metabolically, and behaviorally, you've got to read Burgess and Ressler's brilliant research from the FBI that talks about what happens when a child is abused and molested. And this is abuse. When you take a 12-year-old child into a room and you say to them, don't listen to your parents. Your parents don't know. We're going to give you the opportunity to make a choice for yourself now, young lady or young man, and we're going to give you an injection if you decide that you want this. Now, come on, folks. That's abusive. It's a violation. And now that's a form of child abuse. Who tolerates this? Who promotes this? This is a Church of Satan, pedophilia, and child molestation, demonic issue. And that's where you guys got to look at these politicians that are so well-groomed and so well-funded. What you're looking at is probably, most probably, a pedophile that was created through this same kind of early childhood abuse that switches the neurology, the frequency and energy in the heart of love gets suppressed, and they become demonically possessed by egocentrism that lusts for power and fortune instead of simply humanitarian and loving ethics and morals and values and outcomes. This is what we're dealing with today.
Let's talk about this other big news story coming from the CDC about the official who worked there for 12 years, the 44-year-old official woman who worked there and is accused of child molestation and bestiality along with her boyfriend. Now let's talk about this. This is all part of the Church of Satan. So if these people were involved in these kind of acts, it would make sense that they worked with the CDC because they're all involved in these kind of things. Or maybe they were just like the rest of them involved in these acts, but they did something now and they're outed because of what they did, or they were going to snitch on these people. So then they were accused of doing it, or maybe they didn't do it at all and they were set up. What is your take on that?
Well, first of all, I think that this is an interesting story that's just breaking now. The fact that this is a woman, not a man, who's been caught as a relatively high-level official at Centers for Disease Creation. That's CDC. It's not Centers for Disease Control. Well, yeah, you can think of it as control. They control the outbreaks. They control what you're going to do for the outbreaks, allegedly under prevention. But yet, you know, just look at their budget. Less than 1% of what the money that goes through CDC is meant to prevent. It is all about intoxicate. It is all about vaccinate. And it's all about this fraudulent concept that we have science backing public health, because it's not. It is called pseudoscience. It is drug industrialists that control the science, which becomes pseudoscience. It's all biased. It's all bogus. So this concept that's a high-level public official, CDC official, is now caught as a woman involved in raping a young boy and bestiality. Now, folks, you know, I'm like 59 years old now, so I'm getting old. I can't even conceive of a human being having sex with an animal. But I was appalled the other day, and we adopted a doggy, a little cute dog, a little female dog, and this was about a month and a half ago in Hawaii, that literally was on a farm. There was a man there who raped a little girl, and days before raping the girl, this was a young girl, he raped this dog. I can't even, in my wildest nightmares,
fathom
a human being doing that. You've got to be beyond insane.
Beyond demonic.
Beyond, I mean, so I can't even conceive of it. So this is actually happening in the world now. This is where the world has gone. It's degenerated to the point where human beings are having sex not only with children, but with animals. So this CDC official is now been indicted and apparently found guilty of doing this. And yet, it's really what's remarkable is that it's a woman, because most of these guys that are doing this are men. And on top of that, what's also remarkable about this is that it's not new.
They threw in her boyfriend too. They threw in her boyfriend as a participant.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Thomas Joseph Westerman.
And what's her name?
Her name is Kimberly Quinlan Lindsay, Dr. Kimberly Quinlan.
What was her official position?
She was the deputy director. She is a supervisory health scientist. She was in charge of the AIDS division. She did a lot of different
AIDS division.
Things.
Okay. Now this brings us to Centers for Disease Creation. hiring these kinds of people. Let's talk
she
about.
She received 12 awards for outstanding performances, though. This woman was not somebody who was not in a powerful position as well as a respectable position and respected for her work to the level that she received awards.
Okay, so folks, you heard that. Now, reflect on the fact that this CDC official is not only involved in AIDS and respectability to that level. Reflect on the fact that Dr. Robert Gallo, the alleged discoverer of the AIDS virus back in the early 1980s, 1984, with Luc Montagnier, you might remember if you're old enough. This man allegedly discovered the AIDS virus. Come to find out, he was a fraud. He didn't really discover it. And they claimed they were going to have a vaccine for it in 4 years, which was a lot of bunk. It was published in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, which was my first bestseller, that Dr. Gallo was on the research team of Litton Bionetics, the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab, working under Litton Industries, one of the world's leading military weapons developers. The president, Roy Ash, today is the Republican Party's number one money maker, fundraiser for the Republican Party. That's Roy Ash. His company was Litton Industries. He was the overseer of this medical organization that did all the development of the AIDS-like, the Ebola-like viruses for the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, included for vaccine research and development. And Dr. Gallo is on the contract that I published in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. So you see, there's no question that by 1968, Dr. Gallo and John Landon and others under, if I recall it correctly, 20 National Institutes of Health, NIH grant number 712025 was the contract under which Gallo and Landon et al. From Bionetics Labs created numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses and then sent them over to the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, Dr. Maurice Hilleman in New York, to develop the vaccines based on these viruses. Now, again, 68, 69, Nixon is in the White House with Nelson Rockefeller. Henry Kissinger is the director of national security, overseeing CIA, FBI, and foreign policy. He's looking for what George H.W. Bush, the elder Bush, who is the congressman. This is before he was CIA director in 72. This is 69 now. He's now Congressman Bush from Texas, stands up next to his father, the grandfather of George Bush, is Prescott Bush, stands up before his father's best friend, William Draper III. Both Prescott and William Draper were eugenicists, funding Hitler's racial hygiene program with the Rockefellers, supporting it from Cold Spring Harbor Labs and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity in pre-Nazi Germany. That's where this whole concept of injecting foreign genetic materials through vaccinations, so-called, into humanity's bloodstream to weed out the undesirables, to get rid of the mentally retarded, to get rid of the Jews, to get rid of the blacks, all these people. And even, in fact, when you study Bionetics, they were studying Catholics and those who consider themselves Christians. They were looking for bloodline relationships. So Italian Catholics, they thought, well, maybe there's some predisposition of diseases, just like Jewish women who have breast cancer. We could develop viruses that specifically target Jewish women. This is the eugenics racial hygiene agenda that now you follow forward. Robert Gallo was heavily involved in developing these viruses. We've got the slam dunk proof. It was covered up and whitewashed when I went to the ombudsman for the NIH, and then I ultimately, there was a congressional review. It was whitewashed. Boyd Ed Graves did the same thing. It was all whitewashed. And the ultimate reality is that a few years after Gallo, kind of like he lost because of my work, he lost his Nobel Prize in medicine. We exposed him enough so that he never got that by the grace of God. Thank God for small miracles. You got to follow Gallo, who's this top AIDS scientist working not just with CDC, but NIH. You follow him to Carlton Gajusek, his good friend, the man who allegedly, like Gallo, bogusly discovered HIV/AIDS. Gajusek allegedly, bogusly, never really did, but took the credit for discovering the protein prion that causes mad cow disease. And Gajusek was a convicted pedophile. And Gallo went to the bonds office and posted bond to get him out of jail. These are the characters that are running your CDC, your NIH, and your top AIDS and infectious disease organizations. This fellow that it's National Institutes for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, he's also, you look at him, gee whiz, if he doesn't look like a pedophile, I don't know. The way he lies, the way he manipulates, and the way he allows our children to get injected, infected, intoxicated, and depopulated. Anyway, this is the people that we're, you know, really behind the people we're reading about in the news today.
Well, going back to the article in regards to the CDC official and her boyfriend who were arrested for pedophilia and bestiality charges, you look also what her role was with the CDC, and she also oversaw the she was the senior health science in the Office of Public Health Preparedness and Response, which oversees the allocation process for a $1.5 billion in terrorism preparedness. So
terrorism preparedness.
Yeah, so that is FEMA, that's Homeland Security.
Yeah, you know, I had to go to the electrical office today. And on the
electric company office,
and on the front door was a big yellow sign that said elevated risk for terrorism from your local electric company. How nice.
And they have a policeman, actually a sergeant that's stands near.
Yeah, it's a guard, protects you from paying your bill.
Or no, protects the back office from anybody whose electric has gotten shut off due to their fascist regime. Might get shut off, and then they don't have any power to work their business through their internet anymore or whatever, and then they come and they start screaming with maybe even go ballistic with a gun.
Yeah, well, so terrorism, this whole hype, this is seeding the human consciousness with terrorism. Who's doing that? Somebody who's been terrorized as a child. Again, when you look at, for example, and this was also, you're probably listening, not old enough to remember that about 15 years ago, there was a videographer, independent filmmaker, who snuck into Yale University's Skull and Bones fraternity. And there was the young Bush. He was there involved in
Bush Jr.
Having sex with corpses. They were involved with having skeletons and
necrophilia,
and that they were doing that, and then they were doing other blood drinking rituals. And this videographer happened to come out with some video, and he made it public, and it made the news. And they actually confronted George Bush, the junior, last president, and asked him, "What do you know about this?" And with this disgusting smirk on his face.
His usual smile.
Denied any knowledge whatsoever and basically scoffed it off. You know, and this
of
is,
course.
Now think
do?
About this. This is what they do. This is a cult. In cult, you have rituals. When you're involved in a satanic cult, you take children. God's greatest blessing to the human race is this miracle of birth, giving birth to new life that grows shortly from fetuses and toddlers into young adults. And in the process, you take that miraculous creation and you sodomize it, or you rape it, or you induce pain and inflict all of these things and horrible threats that these children go through. And then we've talked on this program about Johnny Gosch, the connections to the Gunderson Group, all of these folks, these articles by Sherry Kane and Dr. Leonard Horowitz are on healthyworldstore.com on the archives. Go to healthyworldstore.com if you want to get our newsletters, where you read these kinds of not only bad news reports, but we also put out some fantastic news about how we get out of this mess with the 528 Love Revolution. Sign up at healthyworldstore.com. Get our newsletters and review what we've done over the last several years, one article at a time, and you'll be thoroughly educated into what's happening geopolitically, economically, and satanically to we the people and what's happened to our country at the hands of these global demonic industrialists. And so this is part and parcel, this whole pedophilia, this whole trauma that is part of a culture which does not respect human life. It takes children and does the most disgusting things with them. And these are our politicians. And again, I am waiting to see that we get Ron Paul to be in integrity with a divine calling, not a pharmaceutical industrialist gloss over of the reality that is taking place here in America.
I just wanted to point out, too, that there's other cultures out there that actually have no respect for human life. One of the cultures that combines the voodoo religion with politics is Haiti. I had friends that traveled to Haiti, were walking down the street, and they saw babies in the sewer holes. So they investigated it, and they found out that they were baby girls, and these baby girls were used in these as a sacrifice for the voodoo religion, these newborn babies. So they would have sex with these newborn baby girls, and then they would toss them into the sewer as waste, as trash. And so these friends of mine, they actually started an orphanage in Haiti, and they weren't able to get any of the baby girls to come and live with them because they kept those really away from anybody because they wanted to use them for the sacrifices the government did. But they were telling me that the government would walk on their lawn with machine guns and rifles, and that they were able to get some boys to come and live with them in the orphanage, but no little girls. They had a very, very hard time with that. But they were really, really into Yeshua, and they believed in the protection of Yeshua. So they went and they lived in this place where they really weren't wanted because they were going against the government. They were considered, in a sense, anti-government and could even be considered terrorists for that country.
Yeah, to protect the children, you become a terrorist.
Exactly. You know,
imagine how twisted that is. That's exactly.
It's
exactly
like the kill list that we could possibly be on.
Yeah,
the kill list.
There is another. That's news too. If you haven't heard about that, the government actually this broke in Europe. The blowback, it's called, where the news breaks in Europe and then comes back here. But we have in America a kill list. Those journalists, for example, that are considered terrorists or potentially causing unrest because of the truth that they tell are put on these lists. And you know what? I'm not going to worry about it, frankly. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. This is Sherry Kane. We're at the end of the Inside Hour tonight. I want to thank you for joining us. Best way for you to support us is partner with us, healthyworldaffiliates.com. Buy something. Buy something good for yourself. We've got the world's wonderful, wonderful, most wonderful products in healthyworldstore.com, most outstanding educational literature.
And I just want to point out that some people say, well, why do you always promote your products? Well, this is the way we can keep going with the research we're doing and bringing you the news that's the truth, is we need sponsorship. And if you watch the mainstream media, their sponsorship is Big Pharma. We are sponsored by Healthy World Store, Healthy World Affiliates, 528 Records.
Which is we the people. You out there keep us going, and you do that by going to the store. We have tremendous loyal customers. In fact, for those of you who haven't followed us and not gotten our newsletters or even our mailings in recent weeks, we had a hostile takeover. The CIA, FBI, NSA, the devil doers don't like Dr. Leonard Horowitz any more than they did Nikola Tesla or Victor Schauerberger. They don't like these guys that come out and tell the truth about the technology that could set humanity free. So they do all sorts of things. They infiltrated my company. The Healthy World store went down for a couple days. We had 528radio.com hacked. That went down for a few days. This has been an ongoing, challenge to us. Let's put it that way. That's kind of like putting it very mildly. That also my family was hideously infiltrated, and essentially I don't have a family except for I've got Sherry Kane and I've got you right now, folks. I can tell you that that's from my heart. I want to thank God for all the blessings.
Your children are going to come around.
One of these days, God willing, they will.
They're going to come and have their own opinions and not be under the control of someone who's completely insane.
The sickest, saddest thing right now is that my ex-wife, allied with the pedophile protectors, literally, and the COINTELPRO agent provocateurs, and heavily influenced my children's attitudes about their father. So that's why I said what I said. I've given it up. You know what? I know that there's a better life in the promised land. I know that my good dear friend, Dr. Fred Bell, by the way, Dr. Bell, in my estimation, based on the evidence that's still coming across my desk, was assassinated. But you know what? We walk through this valley of the shadow of death in these end times, and there's one prescription for sustenance and uplifting spiritually. That is, above all, fear nothing. Have full faith in the Creator that sustains you, restores you, and that is the basis for my work and for, if you're smart, where you're going to go. And that's a frequency of love. That's a frequency of 528. That is what sustains the universe, and that's what I want to surround myself with, and that's what I want to focus on. It's time to get out of the ego. You know, the ego is that survival mechanism that gets engaged in pattern and programming through trauma and pain and fear and loss. That is what the mainstream media plays to. That's what your politicians manipulate you with. That is your ego. And that's not where the 528 love revolution is taking us. Right now, for those of you, I know you know the truth. Because if you've been tuning in like Max up in Toronto and our other people who are all over the world support and write us emails and thanking us for our work and are realizing the truth that shall set us free, it's all about love. And that is the most powerful sustaining force in the universe. And when we die, that love is there, and it's as strong as anywhere. And that is a reality that our brother Fred Bell right now is experiencing. And frankly, you know, I think that that's what is the ultimate protector, too. I think the angels of protection literally travel on a clear channel broadcast of 528. So we love you, and we thank you for your support. Buy anything on healthyworldstore.com to support what we're doing, and it all comes back with a money-back guarantee refund. We earn our keep here on the Inside Hour and on Healthy World Store. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Thank you for joining us tonight.
And I'm Sherry Kane. We'll see you same time next week. Have a great week. God bless.